I was able to see an early developmental production of Matador the Musical done in the round and liked very much the material, the music, and the characters that were portrayed on stage in this musical set against the backdrop of Franco's Spain and the rise of a young matador. What I discovered was that there was an interest on the part of the people involved to bring it to proscenium stage, and Coconut Grove was chosen by them and blessed by me to become the next stop on their development of the work. We performed it, and CBS Records came and saw it and said, not only do we love it, we want to help produce it, not only as a concept album with Tom Jones, but also as a production in London's West End. We were thrilled at the idea that this production could move from Coconut Grove to London's West End. But again, the commercial forces stepped in, and the director was changed, and the show was restructured around Stephanie Powers, television star who had not been in our production because the part she played was written for her to be a lead role because they felt they needed that in order to sell theater tickets commercially. Unfortunately, it changed and distorted the show's importance. It took away a lot of its edge and political strength, and the show did not succeed. It's one of those terrible judgment calls that people make where they think to take something commercially and make it viable, they have to change something for the audience's sake, and they don't trust the fact that audiences will go on a journey with them and don't need to be served material that's inferior when something superior was originally available.